welcome to the Diz Dads Podcast Midweek Destinations and Diversions Show. It's the Dad Show, your hump day Disney vacation fix for Wednesday, September 10th, 2014. The Dad Show is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is Orlando's premium stroller and crib rental vendor. Why pay more for a less comfortable, less versatile stroller in the theme parks? Make your reservation at kingdomstrollers.com. You'll pay less for the rental, and they'll deliver the stroller of your choice to your resort and pick it up from the resort at the end of your vacation for free. Kingdom Strollers, your first choice for Orlando stroller rentals and an authorized Walt Disney World stroller vendor. Dad Show, we'll be talking with Zach Hazlett about his early summer vacation to Walt Disney World and Universal Studios. Welcome to the show, Zach.
Hi.
So, you traveled early this summer to take a trip. You visited Walt Disney World, visited the Universal Parks. You did some additional kind of outside the regular theme parks at Walt Disney World, and we'll try and get to all of that. But I think that to start, we need to talk a little bit about the unique sort of planning and travel challenge that you have, because your job has you working overseas, and traveling to Walt Disney World involved a little bit different travel than most of us deal with.
Yeah, I've been working in Afghanistan for almost 4 years now. So I usually come back every 4 months for a couple weeks for my R&R, and we always like to go on a trip somewhere, and usually bring some family along with us on the bigger ones. So it takes me around 25, 26 hours to get home from Afghanistan to Dubai to Atlanta normally, and then home.
Okay.
So that's usually the first leg. So
heck of a leg. This particular trip, you said sometimes that, you'll get to spend some time at home first. Sometimes you just head straight out on the trip. It seemed like you had a little bit longer vacation trip this time. So did you have a chance to kind of get your feet under you again back in Atlanta before you hit the road?
I was home that time. I was home. I was actually in Atlanta for 3 days. I forgot about that. I had to go there for some classes first, and then so that kind of got me acclimated to the time zone and everything.
Okay.
And then I headed home, and then I think I left the next day. So I was only home for around a day.
Okay.
And then left for Florida.
But you did have a little time stateside and a little time, recovering. That long of a flight always sticks with me for at least a couple of days.
Yes, it's tough.
All right, so from your home in the United States, how do you usually travel to Walt Disney World?
We usually fly. We've driven before, but here recently we fly just to save time.
Sure.
So we're coming from Ohio, so.
Okay. So, yeah, that starts to get into the, to me, once you start getting longer than 12 hours, it starts to become, a time versus value issue.
Yeah, and we can get direct flights now from our airport to Orlando, so it's only a couple hours over there.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect.
Hard to beat that.
Yeah.
All right, so before we get into the details of the trip, let's talk for a minute about planning. This was a trip, not just you. This was an extended family trip. Who all was traveling with you? And maybe talk a little bit about how you put the trip together.
Well, there was my wife, Jill, and then my brother, Kenny, his wife, Susan, and then my two teenage nieces, Raven and Taylor. I wanted to take them along with us. I've taken my other family to Germany as a trip while I've been over here, so I figured it'd be a good place to take them. I did all the planning over here. I have a lot of time in the evenings to myself to sure, do nothing. Sure. So I spent a lot of time on all the different websites, make sure I had all the dates for the ADRs and fast passes and all that stuff. So I got some input from them where they wanted to eat and maybe where they wanted to what fast passes they wanted to hit. But other than that, I pretty much planned everything out and then kind of gave my itinerary.
Now, have they been to Walt Disney World before, or was this a first trip?
My wife has, and then and the other ones were there once when they were really small, and then my brother's been there a couple times, but nothing recently. So okay. It's all been, years and years ago.
All right. So sounds like they gave you some suggestions, things they liked. You took that, put together an overall plan. Where'd you all stay?
We stayed in a boardwalk villa.
All right. So
two bedroom.
So everybody stayed together?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, my wife and I had a studio, and then it was attached to a one bedroom.
Oh, okay. So it was the one bedroom lock off.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah, or two bedroom lock off. That would.
Yeah, two bedroom lock off.
Okay. Yeah. And how did those accommodations work for you with, you had basically what amounts to six adults?
Yes, and it worked pretty good, except for we wish we would have had an extra bed or maybe another pullout or something, a chair that you could sleep in the one bedroom. My nieces were originally going to sleep in the same bed. They decided not to. So one slept on the floor the whole time. So, so that didn't work out very well. It would have been nice to have that extra chair because I've read about some of the fold down chairs that you can sleep on that kind of turn into a bed. Right. That would have been nice to have in there. But they made it work.
I think at this point, I know that Animal Kingdom Lodge. The villas at Animal Kingdom Lodge have the sleeper chairs, and at Wilderness Lodge now they've started to put them in, and I think that Old Key West has them, and maybe Saratoga Springs, but most of them don't yet. And I've heard the same thing, and I was curious as to how you'd manage that, because like I said, with six adults in those rooms, even with the suites, it gets a little tricky with the sleeping surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's kind of start talking about the trip itself and the things that kind of really stood out for you. We'll start with the Disney parks because that's where you started. And tell us about some of the things that, went especially well or maybe didn't but stood out about the time that you spent in the Magic Kingdom on this trip.
All right. We went to the Magic Kingdom a couple times. The first day we were there, we went there, and that worked out pretty well. We got there, I think we got to the Magic Kingdom that day around 3, maybe 4 o'clock, and they were open until late in the evening, until I think midnight. We had fast passes for that day. We had fast passes for Mine Train and Peter Pan and Splash Mountain. So, and we got to hit quite a few rides. The crowds weren't too bad. So we kind of hit it hard that night. We just kept going and going and going. So we hit a lot of the park that night, and then we went back a couple more times in the evenings to pretty much get everything else that we missed. We did get to eat at Be Our Guest for dinner. So that was a nice get for the reservation. That was kind of difficult to get for six people.
Yeah, I bet. What did you think of the meal there?
It was good. It wasn't as expensive as I was planning on, really, I guess.
That's good.
For one of the higher-end restaurants and as hard as it is to get and everything, thought it'd be more, but it worked out well. It came with a budget. It was nice to have a beer in the Magic Kingdom, so yeah. That was good. I didn't expect for the Beast meet and greet. I hadn't heard anything about that, so that was nice after our dinner.
It is a nice little bonus.
Mm-hmm. And we sat in the main dining room. I forget what that room's called, but we went into the other rooms to look, the Rose Room and or West Wing or whatever it was called, and the other room with all the pictures. So it looks nice in there. It's great. So
what did the teenagers think of it?
Great service. They liked it. Yeah, they thought it was cool. They walked all around with us. That was one of their favorite movies, so they understood everything that was in there. So it was good.
Good. So. Okay. And, you know, I'm curious, it was at that point a very new attraction. It had only been open about a month. What did you think about, and what did, you know, the other people you were traveling with, if they shared with you, and what did everybody think about the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
They were all pretty impressed. Everyone seemed to really like it. We had a couple of people that weren't too fond of roller coasters, but everyone loved that one. Seemed to work out great for everybody. Kind of fits in everyone's wheelhouse. So no matter if you like coasters or not, it's you're pretty much going to like that one. So it was nice. So we rode it in the evening, so it was already dark. And thought that was cool. Next time I'll ride it during the day. Try to.
So just get that feel for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else about Magic Kingdom sort of, you know, stand out in any way, one way or the other?
One other thing about Be Our Guest is my brother is type 1 diabetic plus has celiac disease, so he can't have gluten. And we told the waiter that. Chef came out, treated us amazing, made sure everything was that he could eat, told him what he could eat, what he couldn't, made him a special dessert. It was great. So I was very impressed with that. That was our first time that we had. It happened a few other times throughout the trip, but that was our first time that the chef actually came out.
All right.
So
well,
it was good.
Good to hear that they took such good care of him. You know, that's a good tip for everybody, really, is to speak up because, you know, they really will, in every way that they can, go out of their way to help accommodate special needs when it comes to, you know, diet issues in the Disney restaurants.
Yeah, it was amazing everywhere. So very impressive.
All right. Well, let's kind of take the monorail from the Magic Kingdom over to Epcot and talk a little bit about what your experiences were like at Epcot on this trip.
Epcot was another great park. We had fast passes for Test Track and I forget what the other ones were. Can't really remember. I can't remember at this point what the other ones were, but Test Track was the main one because
right.
My wife and I have always missed it. It was down every time we've been there since, so it was good to go on that.
So this was your first chance to ride since the refurbishment of the attraction?
Yes. Yeah. Last time we were there, it was down for refurbishment for the big refurbishishment, and then the
right.
time be and then.
Right.
Yeah, then another time it was down for just a yearly type of sprucing up. So,
okay.
Yeah, both times. Yeah, no dice on that one. So
what did you think of Test Track?
It was great. Everyone seemed to love that one, too. I think that was probably one of my brother's favorite rides. It seemed like everyone loved it. Fast Pass was amazing on it because it was a couple-hour wait, I think, at that point. It was a very, very long line. So we got through all that, and it was great. It was a very, very nice ride. So,
okay,
a lot like Radiator Springs, or I guess Radiator Springs is a lot like it. We rode it in March last year. So they're similar,
right.
Kind of the same ride. So,
yeah, I guess from my understanding, the Radiator Springs is an updated version of the same ride technology that moves the cars mm-hmm. in Test Track.
Yeah.
Any other attractions at Epcot stand out in any way or, you know, shows or anything like that?
Well, I had to drag them on my favorite ride, Living with the Land. That's my favorite ride there. So I had to drag everybody on that. They weren't too happy to go on it, but I think they liked it in the end. So
couldn't sucker them into, behind-the-scenes tour?
No, I wanted to. We just didn't have time to plan it out. So my wife asked me, are we going to do that? And I said, no, not this time. Maybe next time. So then we also did Soarin', made our way around the World Showcase. And then my nieces and my sister-in-law did the Dolphins in Depth tour, and they really enjoyed that. They were they're very happy with that. So
now, is that the one that requires the scuba certification?
No, okay. No, that is that's DiveQuest.
Okay, right. So there's the big difference. So the Dolphins in Depth is the one where it's kind of thigh deep water.
Yes.
Okay, and then DiveQuest is the full dive.
And then they have a third one, which is in the main. In the main aquarium, kind of like DiveQuest, but you float on top of the water with a small scuba tank. Yes, yeah. And you don't need to be certified for that one either.
So. Right. Okay. Did you do any dining in Epcot?
We hit some quick service that night when we were there, but I think that's about all the dining we actually did in Epcot. I didn't plan any reservations or anything there, which I probably should have, because it turned into kind of a where's everyone I want to go, and we split up, and it probably would have been better with somewhere where to eat, but we made it work. We ate in quick service in America and Germany, so, and then we met up in the middle.
All right. Well, you know, the German quick service still serves good German beer, so can't complain about that.
Yep. Yeah. And then we had to stop and get caramel corn in Germany. So that's always a requirement for my wife and I. Uh-huh. So we stopped there a few times in the trip. So got a couple bags.
It is good stuff.
Yep.
Now, in addition to the primary theme parks, you also kind of explored some of the, you know, what we would call the water parks, fun and more parts of the Magic Your Way ticket. And you spent a day at Typhoon Lagoon.
Yes. And that was our first time there, first time in any of the water parks. So we were very impressed with that, too. It's a very nice place. Nice setup, nice theming, and it's got a good mix of slides. Not all of them are crazy big, and not all of them are small. There's a nice mix.
Okay, and were there any of them that particularly, you know, stood out as being, you know, better or worse than others?
No, not really. I really liked the wave pool. That was nice. Probably the largest wave pool I've ever seen. So that was cool. And then, one slide, our very last slide of the night, I lost the lens to my glasses on. So, that ended up being a big fiasco. So during a thunderstorm, so, they had to send in a lady after it. They got confused, thought they were looking for a glass eye instead of the lens out of my glasses. So, it was, but to watch them really spring into action when they thought I lost my eye, and that was impressive.
Because so. Not only did they want to help the guest, but they're thinking about the next guest who accidentally steps on the glass eye in the pool and freaks out.
Yes, yeah, that's what they're so worked up about, and they made sure to get in the water between the thunderstorms that came through and everything. So they found it in about 10 minutes once they got in. So it was amazing.
Pretty impressive
they were able
that they
to find
found it.
A clear piece of glass in the pool. So.
Right. That is remarkable. You know, how much of the day did you find was, you know, enough, basically, at Typhoon Lagoon? Is that something you did just for a morning? Did you spend all day there?
We got there probably around 10 o'clock, shortly after they opened, we got there. And I think we left around 3, but I think we would have stayed longer if the weather wouldn't have turned bad.
Right.
At least 3 of us would have stayed longer. The other two wanted to go back to the room. So they took off, and my wife and I and my niece, we stayed back and did as much as we could until it started raining again. So then we finally called it a day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Once it starts raining like that, there's not a whole lot you can do.
No.
And you also checked out Disney Quest. What did you think of Disney Quest?
It was nice. I'm a big retro type gamer, so I went straight for those games. My nieces really liked some of the virtual reality type games. The place is huge. Didn't know it was that big. So lots of neat games. We got there right as they were closing. We were there for a couple hours that night, so it was dead. There was hardly anyone there. Pretty much couldn't play any game we wanted to. Anything we wanted to walk up to was pretty much empty. So, but some of the other things were shut down for the night. I think they had a Buzz Lightyear type thing that was shut down. A few of the bigger things were shut down for the night. So,
So good to know. Maybe you need to get there a little bit earlier if you want to experience some of those, you know, bigger attractions that they've got there. Just because it sounds like they do shut them down a couple hours before close.
Yeah. I forget what else was. Nothing else really stands out about it. So, other than it was nice to play a lot of the old games. So.
Now,
it seemed like everything worked, too.
Did you go specifically because you wanted to check out Disney Quest, or was this a, you know, looking for a refuge in the rain?
No, I think we really wanted to go there with a lot of the construction there at Downtown Disney. Some of the stuff that they used to have shut down and different things. So it was a good place to go. And then that night we also ate at Hollywood or Planet Hollywood, so that was nice too.
Yeah, well, how was Planet Hollywood? I mean, I've heard, you know, some mixed reports. I mean, for a while I was not hearing anything positive, and more recently, I've heard it's maybe not anything remarkable, but it's pretty good. What did you think?
We thought it was great. We've eaten at a couple other ones, maybe New York City, Chicago, something like that. And we weren't I was never too impressed with them, so I wasn't too excited to go. But they seemed to really improve the food. And it was late. It was like 11 o'clock at night. The service was still good. It was a lot better than what I thought it was going to be. I would definitely go back. So.
Oh, well, that's really good to hear. I always like to hear when restaurants are bouncing back, you know, and are performing the way that you expect a Disney restaurant to.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's Planet Hollywood and it's not really Disney's restaurant, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's kind of bounce over like you did in the middle here. And you decided to spend a day taking in the Universal Studios parks. Both Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios Florida. Unfortunately, you missed the opening of Diagon Alley by about a week and a half, if I'm calculating right.
Yeah. We were really hoping for a soft opening day. I kept checking all the websites and everything, and no luck.
Well, talk about what you did experience there. How did it go? Did you feel like you were able to cover everything you wanted to see in a day, or did you feel like you missed some things, and what were the highlights?
Well, we got two-day tickets with two-park tickets, or whatever they call them, park hoppers, maybe. It's not park hopper, whatever
it is.
They
call them park-to-park tickets.
Yes. And then we also added in the bus trip for that onto that ticket. So that worked out good with setting that up, calling ahead the night before, having them pick us up at the resort and drop us off and then take us back. That worked out really nice. It wasn't hard to plan. And we've done it before and we took a cab and that was expensive and wasn't the best, but we liked the bus.
Yeah, and a cab with a party of six is tricky because you almost inevitably end up in two cabs.
And that's the reason why I really wanted the bus, and that was another reason because I looked at rental cars for a day, I looked at everything, and it was definitely the cheapest option to take the bus.
Okay.
So, the first day we went
I'm sorry. And when you say take the bus, what you're talking about is the shuttle that Universal sells like a package, right, of the ticket and transportation. Is that what it was, or did you take
Yes.
Okay. So this is...
Yeah, and it's more... Both of ours were vans in the morning and buses in the evening. So I don't know if they run buses in the evening, vans in the morning, but that's how both of our days were.
Okay. So you did the included transportation, and you did do 2 days. Let's start then on the Islands of Adventure side, and you know, talk about what the highlights of Islands of Adventure were.
Well, we did that our second day, and it was really our last day that we were there, and I think by that point everybody was kind of wore out, so we didn't have. I've been there before. The girls have never seen any of the Harry Potter movies or read the books, so they weren't too impressed with anything in Harry Potter.
So no big excitement in the Wizarding World for them.
Yeah, so it was kind of a not too exciting day. I think we only lasted until maybe 2 o'clock. We didn't even stay very long. We left before we went and got an early bus out of there for the Islands of Adventure Day. Right. So it was, we just couldn't find really too much to do that they would like.
With two teenage girls in the Islands of Adventure side, if they're not into Harry Potter and they're not superhero fans, you start running out of things. You know, are they dinosaur fans? How much time can you spend in Jurassic Park, you know?
Yeah, and there's a couple water rides, and if people don't want to ride those, that knocks those off. And there's a couple, and the roller coaster, they don't want to ride it. So everything, you're down to like 4 things that you really want to do, and that's about it. So, but we had better luck on the actual Universal Studios side.
Well, let's talk about the studios.
Everybody seemed to enjoy that more.
Because I think the studio side sometimes gets short shrift, you know? There's been a lot of focus for the last couple of years on Islands of Adventure since the original piece of Wizarding World opened. And, you know, I think that all of the things that have been happening on the Universal Studios side kind of get overlooked as a result.
Yeah, I think so, too. And with the new Diagon Alley and everything opened up, maybe that'll change. But they have Transformers over there, which is an amazing ride. That was great. We didn't ride too much over there. We did E.T. because that's one of my favorites also for some reason.
And my wife, too. E.T. at Universal is, you know, that is the, as we joke about Living with the Land being the quintessential Walt Disney World attraction, I think that in a lot of ways, E.T. is sort of the quintessential Universal Studios attraction.
Yeah, it's pretty much the last thing that's left from the original studios when I was a kid, when they used to have the Nickelodeon studios there also.
Right.
That's like the only thing I remember from then that's still there. So it's nice to go see it. It seemed to be in better shape than the last time I rode it. I don't know if they did a refurb on it or something, but for some reason it seemed to be better. It seemed to be a little cleaner and nicer. So
that's cool.
Yeah, then we also rode Simpsons, and that was our first time on that. That was nice, but it was okay, I guess. But the new Simpsons land, that thing, kind of mini land that they have, is really nice. We ate at Moe's. That was nice. It's kind of weird how they do the lines and set up to check out and order your food and everything. I've never seen anything quite like that. So
it was kind of
odd.
So people know what to expect.
Well, when you walk in, there's a long line with switchbacks that you have to go through. And then when you get up there, everyone just kind of goes their own way, and you have multiple counters to go to. Like, you have a chicken place. I think there's a pizza place. A few other places, maybe you get salad and a couple things, but you don't pay at those counters. You take your food, so you get to regroup, and then pay on the way out of their little corralled area, and then go sit down. So
it's almost like
kind of odd.
It's almost like a cafeteria setup where, you know, you go to the different stations to collect your food, and then you pay for the food at the end in one central area. But from the exterior, especially, it looks like multiple separate restaurants.
Yes, and everyone's food got done at different times. There was different size lines at each place. So I think we checked out twice then. So kind of the first group went through and got their food, then next group went through and got their food. So just kind of as, okay, we're ready, let's go. And then next people are ready, let's go. So that's how we did that. But the food we had, I thought was good. I had a pizza. I like my pizza without sauce, and everyone thinks that's weird. And they actually cooked the pizza for me, because everything else is kind of pre-cooked pizzas that you just pick up and go with.
Right.
So they actually made a pizza for me, so that was nice. I didn't expect them to do that. So
good that they handled a special order well in that atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with this many people were in there, because the place was packed. It was probably a 15-minute wait just to get to that point to order your food. So it was quite busy that day.
Anything else about Universal Studios jump out at you?
No, not really. We did Men in Black also, and that was okay, but didn't seem to be as impressive as the first time I wrote it. So, I think that's about all we did, really. We did the Minion Mayhem and Rip Ride Rocket also. Okay. So, and both those were nice. First time on Minion Mayhem, that was cool. Don't really usually like the motion simulators like that, just where you sit in the seats. But
right.
It was probably one of the best ones I've been on. So,
yeah, I was impressed with it, too. I thought it was well done. Let me ask you this. I mean, you've mentioned a couple of times that it was a really busy day there at the park. Do you think that the crowd level had an impact on your ability to enjoy Universal Studios?
Yeah, because things like we did the single rider line on Men in Black. I think it would have been better if we would have rode together, probably more fun. So we made choices like that to kind of try to minimize our weights at different places.
Right.
So, and it wasn't as busy as what I've seen it in the past, but it just seemed like there wasn't a whole lot of rides for people to go on, so they were just kind of all standing in lines. So this seemed busier than what it actually was. So,
okay. I wonder if you were right before Diagon Alley opened. I wonder if the crowd level was a little up with people kind of having that same, you know, hope that you did that soft openings might be coming. And then since Diagon Alley wasn't open, it, you know, that extra crowd bubble was looking for other stuff to do on the Universal Studios side.
I think so, because there was a lot of people standing out in front of the gates of Diagon Alley, kind of just milling around going, hey, you going to let us in? So there was quite a crowd over there. So you could definitely tell people were there just for that and kind of waiting around. So,
okay. Well, let's bounce back over to Walt Disney World and talk just a little bit about time that you might have spent at Animal Kingdom.
All right. We went to Animal Kingdom one day. That was the only park. Kind of one day. Then we went back for a marathon trip. But one day, that was the only park where we really just went to that one time. And we did everything there, pretty much. We got done everything in pretty much a half a day. It was it's really a half-day park, really, I think. So we pretty much saw everything we needed to see. We rode pretty much every ride that's there. Went through even some of the went and saw the tigers, went down some of those trails.
Uh-huh.
So we even did some of that stuff that people normally don't do. The safari was great. We rode it our first thing in the morning, which I've heard is highly recommended. And we definitely saw more animals this time in the morning than we did before in the afternoon.
Did you get a moving lion? That's always my barometer. You know, was the lion awake? Did I manage to catch the 2 hours a day that the lion is awake and moving around?
Yes, and he actually was up moving, so that was impressive.
So pretty much
we actually saw him this time. I don't think we saw him the first time. So.
All right. And did you check out any of the shows? Either the Festival of the Lion King show in its new theater or the Finding Nemo show?
Well, we did the Finding Nemo show that day. And that was great. Wife really likes musicals, so we were very happy with that. But Festival of the Lion King we did in our marathon trip. After we got done at Islands of Adventure, three of us, my wife and one of my older niece, and then myself, we went to Animal Kingdom for Festival of Lion King that evening, caught the last show, and then went and saw Illuminations at Epcot, and then went to and pulling up the Magic Kingdom for Wishes. So we had that trip all in one evening.
That's a really nice way to, you know, you said Islands of Adventure had been kind of a disappointing morning. It's a really nice way to save the day, you know, go out and hit highlights at three different places and really get something memorable out of it.
Yeah, and I think we were out till like 2 in the morning that night, so it was a good night. And we were really impressed. All three of us were impressed with the Festival of Lion King. The new theater is great. We didn't see it in the old theater, so I don't really know where it was. But it was really nice.
Okay.
Sounds it was really nice to be that close to everything.
Sure.
So.
Now, let's the last part that we haven't talked about yet is Disney's Hollywood Studios. How much time did you spend at the studios, and what stood out there?
We went there a couple days also. We did all the big rides there. That's another park where you can pretty much get it done half a day if you really want to just stick to the rides and everything.
Sure.
We had a fast pass for Toy Story, Midway Mania, and we had a fast pass for Tower of Terror. And then we also did Aerosmith coaster,
right.
And Muppets, and yeah, Rock and Roller Coaster. So we did the Backlot Tour, which I believe that's my first time on the Backlot Tour. It was okay.
Yeah,
I guess it's not what it used to be. But.
Sure. And if the rumors are to be believed, it may not be long for the world anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess it was nice to see it while it's there. So we didn't do the Lights, Motors, Action. That got rained out. So we didn't get to see that. We were also there during Star Wars weekends. So it was pretty busy.
Now, so you were there on the weekend during Star Wars weekend?
Yes. I believe our first night there was a weekend night, yeah.
And did you check out any of the special Star Wars-themed stuff that was part of that, or were you kind of trying to avoid that?
We were trying to avoid it, really. We just kind of stuck to the normal stuff. Nobody, my family, really likes Star Wars that much, so we weren't too much into that. Like, we didn't even ride Star Tours, so we didn't go into the Darth Maul or anything like that. So,
I'm always curious.
But it was cool to see some of the stuff.
I'm always curious because I have people who ask this, you know, if you're not a Star Wars fan and, you know, there's all the Star Wars stuff happens a lot of times outside of the, you know, rest of the attractions, right? I mean, it's happening around the park or focused at Star Tours. Did you find that attraction lines at non-Star Wars related things were shorter than they might have been, you know, in a similar crowd day otherwise?
I think so. We didn't have much trouble getting on any ride, other than the second time, another day we were there, we rode a Toy Story without a fast pass, and even that line was only about an hour long, so it wasn't too bad. So I think those other things, those other Star Wars things, definitely take away from the crowds, and a lot it adds people, but it kind of funnels them off into other extra things that they can do.
Sure. All right. Are there any other dining experiences that you had, maybe not in a park, in a resort restaurant or something, that stand out to you that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, we did at Hollywood Studios, we did the 50s Primetime Cafe, which was nice. It was nice getting yelled at by the lady. I think she said she was our aunt, someone.
Right.
Get our elbows off the table and put our walkie-talkies away, she told us. So that was nice. Great service there, good food. We did Cape May Cafe, character buffet there, and that was nice. Really liked the Beach Club. atmosphere.
We should mention that the Cape May Buffet is a breakfast buffet. It's a character breakfast in the morning, and then in the evening it's a seafood buffet. But you ate there for the character breakfast in the morning.
Yes. Yeah. And then trying to think of where else we ate. Oh, we ate at Raglan Road at Downtown Disney.
Now,
that's nice. That's all.
Yeah, how was your experience there? Because I've actually gotten some recent not-so-positive reports, specifically about the service at Raglan Road. How was your experience there?
Oh, we had great service. No complaints. It was fast. It was a very, very crowded night. I mean, there was if we wouldn't have had the reservation, we would have never got in. So it was good. Food was good. Entertainment was good. Watching the dancers. I really like the place. We go there pretty much every time we go. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was concerned about because, you know, like I said, that's one of those places that always had such a good reputation, and then I'd gotten two or three, you know, negative reports recently. I'm glad to hear that you had a better experience, and, you know, maybe the other reports are the one-offs. You know, that's why I like to ask people about this kind of thing and you know, share as much as we can. You know, this now becomes the most recent report, which was a good one. And so maybe whatever issue they had, they've managed to get under control. Well, you had a really nice full trip here. It sounds like you spent, what, a total of about a week and a half in Orlando?
Yeah, it was 9 days, so.
Okay. Anything about those 9 days that, you know, is important that you think that might be information that other people would appreciate having as they're putting their trips together that we haven't talked about yet?
One thing about Boardwalk and the food situation at Boardwalk, everyone talks about how all the restaurants are down there on the Boardwalk and they're great and everything else. That's great if you like that type of food, but if you want something quick in the morning, you only really have the bakery to choose from, and they only have a few things. They're very limited.
Right.
So we ate there a couple mornings, and then we have better luck going over to Beach Club and eating at their quick service place. I forget what it's called. We had better luck over there. Seemed to be more of like fresh eggs, different things. So that instead of just sandwiches. So
right, more of an active kitchen than a bakery counter.
Yeah. Now the bakery was great with my brother's gluten allergy. They actually made special potatoes, everything just for him. And every morning that we were there, and they didn't complain about it. They just did it and it was great. So, he had to wait a few minutes for him, but they always made sure he had something to eat. And then the other thing about Boardwalk is if you're trying to get to Epcot through the front door, it's about impossible.
Yeah, so, it really is a challenge.
There's no buses that go there. There's nothing. So you're either walking or taking the boat and through the backside, through International Gateway. So when you're trying to go into Epcot and get that kind of, look at Spaceship Earth and everything else, beginning, get your pictures, all that stuff, you can't really do it from Epcot or from Boardwalk. Well, I guess really from anything on that side. So,
yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, people forget about that. And the other issue that I had with Boardwalk, and it wasn't a big deal. I still really enjoyed staying there. But I thought that the bus service to the Magic Kingdom side of the park or to the Magic Kingdom side of property was, you know, less than ideal. I mean, the number of stops that get made around Crescent Lake seemed to me to be really excessive. It seemed to me like they could have, you know, run more buses and have each bus make fewer stops and have it be a much more pleasant experience.
Yeah, and that's definitely how we felt too, because we'd pass, there'd be like three or four buses for other places before one Magic Kingdom bus came. So it was definitely seemed like they had like a quarter of the buses, it seemed like, for the Magic Kingdom area than anywhere else. So
yeah, All right. Well, Zach, I really appreciate all of the information you shared with us about your trip. Sounds like you had a great time. You have the next one scheduled yet?
Yeah, just my wife and I are going for just 3 days in October. So okay. We'll be down there like end of October. We're going back really for to see the Diagon Alley stuff. So we're spending 1 day at Universal and a couple of days at Disney. So, and we're staying at Port Orleans French Quarter this time.
Sounds great. Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, when you get back, I'd love to talk to you about, especially about Diagon Alley, because I haven't had a chance to get out there yet, and it looks like it's probably going to be next summer before I get a chance at the earliest. So I'm looking forward to hearing a report.
One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation, right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you. Oh, hello there. So glad you could come along. I am the Dreamfinder. Musical notes, what delightful melodies those will make. I love these flights of fancy, searching the countryside for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A sunbeam, that's a good one. Everything that I can collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. And you never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Here's my favorite. Two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow, horns of a steer, but a lovable fella. From head to tail, he's royal purple pigment. And there, voila, you've got a figment of imagination.